Broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona, it's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host Jacqueline Nicole on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. It always blesses my heart when I have people come up to me, you know, whether I'm at church or out, and they let me know just that they've been tuning in and how much it encourages them. And I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it really blesses me. It makes my day, and it means so much to me that whoever is tuning in tonight or listening to the podcast from previous shows are getting something out of the show. If you are getting you know, words of encouragement or any ideas of how to better your personal growth and your relationship from God, from me, or my guests, I just wanted to thank you. And a little bit about the show as well is, you know, sometimes I'll talk to people about this show and, you know, with the guests who come on, and they'll say stuff like, well, I could never come on the show because, you know, my life isn't I'm not that close with God, or I'm not doing anything great for him, or you know, they kind of get a little intimidated. But what I always like to encourage the women who tune in, or any of my guests who come on the show, is this show is really genuine and real. It's not a mask, you know, that we put on or to pretend that we have, you know, our lives all together. But it's really a humbling show for me, because I like to open up my heart and just share things that I've, you know, went through in my life, the ups and the downs, and things that God has put in my heart to encourage women, that has encouraged me and has helped me when I've fallen down, or when I felt like a rock in a hard place, or just any trials that we face, because life is, you know, full of the good moments, and it's also full of some of the tough moments. So I just want to encourage you that this show is really a discussion, and I like to invite women, whether you are believers in Christ, or if you are new to your Christian faith, or maybe you haven't decided to make Jesus a part of your life yet, but you're just curious what that looks like, what it sounds like, especially from a woman's point of view in today's society. So I just like to encourage you to be a part of the discussion, to open your heart and your mind to me and my guest tonight. And it's really just an opportunity to discover your worth and your value in Christ and who God says that we are in His Word. I know there's a lot of things out there that say who we are, and that could be, you know, in a magazine or a TV show, or maybe, you know, when you're a kid, a parent or a teacher or a friend could have said something really mean to you, and maybe it always stuck with you. And whatever thing that was said to you, you could be using that to define you. You know, if someone said that you weren't good at reading, that you were slow, that you were stupid, or maybe you're too young or immature, or you don't know how to, you know, teach your kids, or anything that, you know, was negative, I always like to point, what does God's word say about you? And we all have struggles and weaknesses, but when we invite Christ into our heart and He, you know, puts His strength in us, and we know who He says that we are, then we don't have to be defined by what the world tried to say that we are, but we're defined as being a daughter of the King of Kings. And so I just wanted to encourage you with that short message tonight before we get into our show. But I am really excited. It's such a treat tonight to have a special guest on the air with me, because she's a really close friend of mine, and I just adore her. She has such a beautiful heart for the Lord, and such a sweet personality, and she is full of so much wisdom. I love that she's young at heart, and she's also a younger woman, but has so much wisdom and her spirit that she has, like, her wisdom and knowledge is as if she was a lot older in life, if I could say that right. Like, if she was, you know, past her prime or something. But she's not. And so I met my friend, I'm going to give her name in just a minute, but I met her at a women's Bible study group in Mesa, Arizona. The church is called Living Word Bible Church. And we met at a Bible study. At the time, it was called Daughters of Destiny. And it was so funny because when I first met her, we found out that we have the same birthday. And I was like, no way. And then I found out that her mom does the same thing that my mom does for a living. And so already I'm like, this was divinely connected from the Lord. And so ever since then, we've been close ever since. And I would like to introduce Kirsten, and she just got married not too long ago, and her last name now is D'Onofrio. Gino, her husband, this is making me hard.
Yeah.
Okay, say it for our viewers so I don't mess it
up. Kirsten D'Onofrio.
There you go. Yeah. It's Italian.
It's Italian. It's a hard last name to say.
I love it. My last name's Italian, too.
Yeah.
And sometimes people mess it up, but that one is a little extra tricky for the tongue. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Thank you.
I feel blessed to be on.
Yay. Thank you. It, like, really blessed my heart that you came on the show, too. And so I know I kind of gave, like, a little drum roll intro and kind of messed up your last name.
All right.
I realized that. I was like, oh, no, how am I going to say that? But just for the people who are tuning in tonight, if you wanted to just kind of break the ice and share a little bit of, like, who you are, maybe some fun facts about you that other people, even including me, may not know. I don't know.
Okay. So, I just got married about 2 years ago. So it's a 2 year old. We're 2 year old right now. And, I just had a son, or I had a son last year. He's almost one. So yeah, I'm a mom and a wife, and I'm a stay at home mom and I love it. And,
I really wish people could see how cute your son is,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I have a little love of my life. I love him so much.
Like,
so cute.
He's ridiculously cute. Like, I almost, like, I can't even, like, handle it. Because when I'm around him, I just want to, like, pinch his cheeks. But I don't want to, like, hurt him. But
yeah.
He's so little and sweet and cute. And I just kind of wanted to brag, too. Because I always, like, brag that I'm his godmom.
You are.
And yes. I just, like, love telling people that. Because I'm just like, look at my little pride and joy. Like, I know he's not my son, but I get excited.
Yeah, he needed a godmother, so
I really get
you
excited.
Fit it pretty well.
Okay, I just had to do a little bragging, right? Because everybody gets to brag about, you know, their niece, nephew, godson, goddaughter.
Yep.
That was my little 2 minutes. anyways, I also, when I bring in guests, I just like to ask them where their heart is with the Lord. Like, why did you decide to have a relationship with Jesus? Or why do you love God? Because they know... You know, people ask other people, usually it's not who do you believe in? It's, well, what religion are you? It's really based on, are you Catholic, Mormon, Christian, Jewish? And I always like to kind of come out of that shell and always say, well, I have a personal relationship with Jesus. And then people are like, whoa, what does that mean? Like, you're an alien. And so I always like to kind of open up with, you know, my guest's heart on that. Why you love Jesus.
Yeah.
Encourage someone else that maybe not sure if they do or not.
Yeah. So, it's kind of a long story, so I'll cut it really short.
Okay.
I met the Lord when I was a really little girl. Like, I thankfully had a praying grandma, who was constantly, you know, she was Holy Spirit filled. So she was constantly speaking in tongues over me. And I remember even as like early as like 3 and 4, so she was always praying for me. I remember even the Lord allowing me supernatural experiences as a child, like, you know, seeing into the spiritual realm, like angels and all that. So I've always had an understanding of God, and I knew that he loved me, and I was always taught that, you know, he loved me. And of course, in high school, I decided to do my own thing and go off and, you know, be rebellious. But God was always there, you know, in the back of my mind. And It wasn't until senior year I decided, you know, God met me at high school youth camp.
Nice.
At a church I was going to, and we met there. You know, he just pursued me all over again, and I fell in love with him all over again. And so ever since, my senior year of high school, I dropped all my old friends.
Right.
And I've kept on. You know, God has always given me experiences with him that I've held on to, you know, in those moments that, you know, were tough, that I didn't quite sure if God loved me, or I wasn't quite sure if he was real, because people question that all the time.
Right, right.
But there's just things that I can't deny that it was totally God, you know. So that's kind of where it all started.
I love it, too, because, you know, each person who comes on and their testimonies, it's a unique experience for each person.
Yeah.
So I love to share that, because God is very relational.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, you know, look at us like all robots. You know, we're all very unique.
Yeah.
And kind of a side note, but it made me think of this, is I was at a work, it was like a workday event, and all of the coworkers got to go to Odyssey Aquarium in Scottsdale, Arizona. So we were at the penguin exhibit. And I think they were called, there's a lot of different kinds of penguins. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
But the type that we were looking at were called African penguins.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like fun facts about them. And it said that all of the patterns on each penguin's chest is unique and different, and that there's no pattern on either penguins that are alike.
Right.
Just like the human fingerprint.
Right.
And then it made me think of the Lord. And I'm just like, you know, when I meditate on his creativity, and I know some people who may deny God and think, oh, well, we just came here by chance, by the big...
Right, we're always thrown with, you know, evolution is... Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I'm like, well, how can penguins all be unique in their pattern, or why do we all have different fingerprints, or our eyes, you know, have different patterns in our cornea that scientists have discovered?
Right.
So, you know, my heart in the show is really, you know, kind of digging deeper into our unique personalities as women.
Yeah.
Because we are all born to be a special individual for God's kingdom. And how does that look like, you know, in our everyday life? And so we're going to do something fun tonight. And I know we don't have time to do in this first segment, but just as like a little teaser to the people who are tuning in, but we're going to be talking about worship, because we all worship something. What does it look like when we worship God, especially when our lives are crazy, hectic, overwhelming? And that's a topic that we are going to be discussing for tonight's show, and we will be with you shortly after this commercial break.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show. And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in again tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And if you were not here with us the first segment, I was introducing my guest, who is such a dear and close friend of mine, and I such a treat to have her on the show tonight. But her name is Kirsten. And so we go back, quite some years now, actually. I think it's been, four years?
About 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That really goes by fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Anyways, I'm like, whoa, that goes by fast. And so we were just kind of talking about, the heart of the show, and Kirsten was sharing a little bit of her background with her experience with the Lord. And the topic that I, wanted to discuss tonight that was really in Kirsten and I's heart for you guys is something really personal in both of our lives that God has been teaching us on, and that is in worship. And I think, there's a little bit of a difference between reading God's word as a chore or listening to worship music as a background, because it's something right. that I've noticed that I've done is I'll like to listen to worship music, but it's more of background noise, and it's not something I'm really focusing on intimately with the Lord. But I didn't want to take too much time from our guests to hear your heart on the topic, because I love how you explain it. It's so simple. It's really easy for people to understand. Really what worship means to you, and a little bit of what God has taught you through this, especially being, a new wife and a mom.
Yeah, right. God has always, I've been doing this for a long time, but I kind of fell out of it. Life gets hectic with my, new marriage, my child. God kind of gets set on the back burner sometimes, and that's so not where he should be.
Right.
I was going to talk about worship and what it does for us. I recently I've been really struggling with fatigue, and I have a busy day. I'm taking care of my one-year-old son who's walking all over the place, and I'm chasing after him, and my husband comes home and I'm spending time with him. I make dinner. By 6:30, 7 o'clock, I am just wiped out, and I've not read the word, I've not spent time with God, and all I want to do is lay down on the bed and my first thought is, well, I'll just spend some me time. Maybe if I just have some me time, I'll get energized.
Right.
So I'll lay on the bed, skim through Facebook, thinking that that's going to, give me energy. And really what it does is just drain me. I've tried, well, maybe I'll do my nails. And while that's good, your mind is still going. You're still thinking about all the chores that you have to do. So we kind of have this, I kind of wanted to talk about turning, us as women, we always want me time.
Right.
Well, going in, what God's been teaching me is, going into your room, closing the door, putting praise and worship music on, and really singing, really praising the Lord, really singing the lyrics, and really, what I like to do is I raise my hands and I, get into worship with him, I'm meeting him there. It's our meeting place.
I love that.
And I tell you what, there is nothing like that. I get so refreshed. There's no amount of hair appointments I can make, no amount of Facebook, skimming, no amount of laying in my bed that it doesn't give me that energy. And you would think that, going into your room, putting worship music on, dancing around, lifting your hands that's the last thing you want to do. It sounds exhausting, but
but
God meets you there and he gives you that energy and you leave refreshed. And, I wanted to talk about, when we go into that place, it's really just a place where you get revelation from him, and he just downloads things that you need. And
right.
It's definitely not a formula. I want to make sure that, this is not a formula. This is a relationship. You're going in and getting what you need from the Lord. And I think that there's a place to, that we can get to, that we're constantly doing that. We're constantly going in and worshiping in God, spending time with Him one-on-one, that you're going in fullness with Him. You know, you're already filled, and it doesn't become about you needing so much from Him anymore, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
I love that. I'm listening to you, and I'm so into what you're saying, because it's so true what you're saying, because a lot of times, like for me personally, is, you know, I'll be listening to worship music in my car or while I'm washing dishes or working out. But my mind is not there. My mind is on all the things that I get done for the day. I'm always like in this to-do checklist mode where I'm always thinking about what's the next thing that I have to do on my list. How much time do I have for the next thing to get done?
Yeah.
You know, do I have to be somewhere? Like, sometimes, like, I've woken up, and it's my day off, and I, like, wake up in a panic thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to go to work. And I'm like, oh, no, relax. And one of the things that God has been teaching me is in the story of Martha and Mary. And I know I talked about it a little bit on a previous show, but I always like to reiterate this because it's so, I think women primarily struggle with this a little bit more than guys do, just because, you know, we're the ones that are kind of taking care of the home and the kids, and or even if you're single, like you just, you know, if you're building your business, or we're very goal oriented where we just want to do everything like all at the same time in the same day, wish we could get all done, you know, and it's just not realistic. And I heard a pastor say, you can do a lot of things good, but you can only do a few things well. So just focus on that day, getting the very few things that are the most important things done with excellence, and not cramming too much in your day.
Right.
But anyways, getting back to the Mary and the Martha, is what God is teaching me is Martha in this story was always consumed with her tasks.
Right.
And how much things that she had to get done on a day-to-day basis. So in this story, Jesus comes to these two sisters' home to dine with them, to hang out with them. Like, you know, if you're going to have a girlfriend night and you're inviting your girlfriends over, and what if you get to one of your girlfriend's house and she's so busy cleaning and making it perfect for you, and you're like, hey, I'm your girlfriend. Yeah. I know it's messy. It's messy at my house too. Who cares? I just want to spend time with you. And she's like freaking out. No, I got to clean my toilets. I got to clean the shower. And you're like, I didn't come here to watch you clean. So it's the same thing. It's like Jesus comes over to hang out with them, and Martha is getting mad at her sister Mary because she wants to clean and do all this stuff because Jesus is there. But Mary decided that she was going to stop what she was doing, just take a minute, and she was going to sit at Jesus' feet and hear what he had to say.
Right.
And, you know, it's a journey for me. It's not like an overnight process, so it's something I've been having to work on for quite some time.
Yeah.
But what I did notice is, just like what you were saying, when you spend time with the Lord and you take those few minutes, even if you think you don't have time, we can't afford not to, and our souls can't afford not to, because like you were saying, you get, and I've experienced this myself, not even married with or with a kid, so I can't even imagine how much more difficult that would be. But it's like what you're saying, you feel fatigued, you feel like a heaviness on you, like you're just drained, like you feel exhausted, like there's no time to rest or to take a break. And I've noticed it is the days when I stop first thing in the morning. And even if you have to purposely go to bed early, at least you know that you are going to bed early with a purpose, because you're going to spend time with the Lord. Just like if you're going to bed early to meet a friend to work out, or to meet a friend for coffee, or to spend time with your husband.
We have so much time we spend on Facebook or, you know, just watching TV when it's so rewarding. You won't ever regret going into your room and spending time with the Lord. You won't ever regret turning. I like to put Bethel music on, and I just spend one-on-one time with Father God, and you won't ever regret that. And I know, yeah, our days can get so busy, but our God is really our life source. He is our energy source, and that's where we get our energy. That's where we get, you know, the love, and that's where we get filled up. And if you're going to all these other places to get filled up, it's not going to fill you up. It may temporarily fill you up, but Worshiping God is just so, it's so necessary. And I even notice there are sometimes, you know, you have a busy day and the last thing you want to do is read a book. The last thing you want to do is, and I notice when I feel like that, I open the Bible and it feels like I'm straining to pull something out. It feels like, you know, I'm trying to force like some rhema word out of a Bible for myself.
Right.
When if I enter into worship first and I just spend, you know, however long, 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, with a worship song on, just you one-on-one with God, and you after that go and enter your Bible, you are just, it's so much more about a relationship than it is like a chore or a strain, because the Holy Spirit's there with you. You know, you've softened your heart to the Holy Spirit, and he's there meeting you with the Word, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love that, too. And, you know, also, you're now putting on, it's like sunglasses for the day or lenses or like special contacts that you put in your eyes. Now for the rest of the day, you're going to be seeing through the heart of God. You're going to be seeing through his eyes. It also helps you correct your mindset, so that way you're not waking up just, you know, a lot of times, like, I'll wake up and I just feel grumpy and I feel, like, cranky and, like, I don't really feel all the way alert, you know?
Right.
And I think, too, like you were saying, is having that time for worship, it kind of is one of those things where you're not in a conversation yet, but like in your heart, and it's something that you can do when you first wake up, or even if you are have a long drive to work and you're able to kind of focus, it's something that I try doing on the way here, because I would listen to worship music in the background, like I said, but really taking the time to hear what they're saying and allowing it to kind of penetrate your heart.
I mean you could do it in the morning. I like to do it at night for some reason. It just, it seems a little bit more like, like I'm, like I'm going on a date with God. Like, it's a little bit more personal, like, you know. But the morning is great too. I mean, if you have that time in the morning, my son wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I'm up real early, and I don't know if I would get up any earlier than that.
Right, that is really.
But yeah, it is so. It's so crucial. I think that's my message. It is so crucial because that's where you change. That's where God changes you. That's where God, in that quiet place with the Lord, you know, where no one can see you. You're just you and Him. You're being real with Him. That's where real change happens. You know, he can really download what he wants to say to you. You've quieted your mind. So, yeah, worship is so important. And we kind of, like, it's, we kind of, you know, fill our time and with everything else. And it's really sad because we're missing out on so much, you know?
Absolutely. There's also different types of worship, too.
Right.
That I wanted to get into in the next few segments outside of with music. But there's other ways that we can worship God throughout our day. And also, I have something I wanted to share with their viewers that God actually just taught me the other day through a worship song. It was something personal that I was going through. And so we are excited to talk with you right after this commercial break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183. 0183.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Slaughter with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest chip.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Thank you again so much for tuning in tonight to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And I just love when I hear all the positive feedback that people are getting something out of the show, if it's blessing you in any way, shape, or form. It just means so much to my heart and to my guest's heart, because anytime I know that the show can be a blessing or encouragement to anybody listening, I know that the work for God's kingdom is being achieved. So if you were not here in our last two segments, me and my guest, Kirsten, who is a super good friend of mine, we're just talking about the importance of worshiping God. And, we all worship something. Everybody has something in their life that they worship. So if it's not the Lord, you can be worshiping your job. You can be worshiping people. Like if you have a fear of what people think of you, that was something that I think I worshiped for a better half of my life that really crippled me until God kind of had to chip away at that area in my heart of just over concerning yourself with what other people think, almost kind of paralyzes you on the inside to be the unique person that God created you to be. And so, the word says that fear of man brings a snare. So it means like it hinders us from all of the potential and the blessings that God has put in our life. But another thing, too, is when we are worshiping God, we kind of come out of our own mind and our own thoughts for the day of everything that needs to get done. And we have a little bit of quiet time where God can speak to us. And I wanted to first open the door to you to share the scripture and what you wanted to kind of finish where we left off. And then I also had something for our guests that the Lord taught me through a worship song as well.
Yeah. Okay, so this scripture kind of goes along with what I was talking about. It's Matthew, and this is the Message version, if you want to look this up. Matthew 6:6, it says, "Hear what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you don't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there simply and honestly as you can imagine, or as you can imagine. Manage, sorry. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace." And that's just, I just wanted to say that scripture because that's so what happens when you go into that quiet place with God. You just feel his presence, and it's no longer about you. It's just completely, surrendering to God, and he downloads everything you need without even having to ask. That's the scripture I wanted. And if you want to read, go on and read more of down below. It's a great passage. It's Matthew 6:6, and just keep going because it's really good.
I love the Message Bible.
Me too.
Yeah. I like how when you read the word that there's different translations that help break it down into everyday terms.
Right.
Because it helps you figure out how can this word be applied to my personal life.
Yeah.
And I like the word when you said download, because that was something God spoke to me in another word called craving and satisfy. And so I was going to talk about that. But really quick, I just want to touch on that point of downloading is when you have His strength downloaded into your spirit. It allows you to face your day with all of the grace and the excellence and the integrity or whatever you need for that day to face it with a good heart and a good head on your shoulders. Because it's so easy, like you're saying, to be distracted and overwhelmed by a million different things that's going on.
Right.
And there's a quote out there, I have no idea who says it, but it's like, if the devil can't make you bad, he's going to make you busy. Because when he can make you busy, he makes you distracted.
True. Yep.
And when you're distracted, nothing really good can come out of that.
Right.
You know?
And you're not putting God first.
You're not. And a personal thing that I wanted to share that the Lord showed me is, I was actually struggling in my personal life for like the last few weeks, and I just had this, I don't know how to explain it, it was like a heaviness on me where I felt so overwhelmed. And, you know, I see my girlfriend's lives who are married with kids, and I always would feel like bad about myself. I'm thinking, how can they seem to, you know, take care of all of that? And don't have the responsibilities that they do, and I'm over here feeling so stressed out with what is on my plate. And I'm over here thinking, like, what the heck, you know, this should be a time in my life where I don't have a lot of stress, and I feel like I have a lot. And the first thing I was going to say is we are in charge of our own schedules.
Right.
So, you know, learning to say no to things, even if it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's really learning to put your best yes with God. What is God, you know, when I first wake up, I ask the Holy Spirit to go ahead of me that week and to prepare my week, just prepare my priorities and help me, you know, do the things that I need to do that week. But then maybe if I am saying no to a friend, it's not because it's a bad thing, but it's just my time living with margin. I think that's the best way I could put it, is sometimes I would live at such a breakneck pace. Mm-hmm. I don't give myself margin.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get stressed and overwhelmed. But the thing that God was showing me is I was listening to a worship song, and it's funny that you had mentioned that. And I just heard of them. They're called Worship Mob.
Hmm.
I've never heard of them before. And I know that they'll sing a lot of songs that we've heard in church, but then they'll do like spontaneous worship
mm-hmm.
that Bethel does. And for those of you who don't know what spontaneous worship is, it just means that they are just singing from their heart whatever God puts in their spirit. They just start singing. It's not like a pre-planned song that they practice. It's just like melodies that everyone's just kind of singing. And I love those songs because they're so unique. And sometimes you'll hear something that maybe you haven't heard before. And so I'm getting ready for bed just the other night, and the song is called Satisfy. And it's just talking about the Father's love on how, you know, He loves us even through our weaknesses, or if we have any addictions, He still loves us, or anything that we may be struggling with, He still loves us. But the word satisfy really stuck out to me. And I got a picture in my mind, and it was, let's say you're hungry. And you have a craving for something very, very specific. So you go into your kitchen and you make something specific and you eat it. And you're like, nope, that wasn't it. And you're like, dang it. And you're craving something, but you can't find that satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you ate something sweet and now you feel sick. So you're like, okay, I've got to eat something salty, and that didn't do it. So in your kitchen, you're just making all these different things trying to satisfy this craving that you have. And the more and more you eat, the more dissatisfied you become, because now you're full, you have a stomach ache, you don't feel good, now you're angry, because yep. you just, like, waste all this food.
There.
I know, me too. Like, this is really sad this happened to me, so this is probably why I'm saying this. But what God showed me is that a lot of times we think we're having an earthly craving for a flesh desire. Like you said, I need me time. I'm going to go on Facebook. I have a craving to go spend time with friends or go work out or whatever your craving is. It doesn't even have to be a negative craving. It could be a
right.
positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you still feel empty when you leave that.
Yeah.
And it's because Jesus was showing me that when we think we have a stomach craving for food or earthly things, it's really a soul craving. And He's the only person that can satisfy us truly
yeah.
and contently. And I realized that the reason why I had this heaviness in my heart for these last 2 weeks is I was having like little snacks with Jesus throughout my day. So it's like if you have a bunch of little snacks throughout the day, you don't feel all the way content. You don't feel all the way satisfied. You always still feel a little hungry. And I really wasn't taking that time, like you said, whatever that time is for you, morning, afternoon, night, whatever can fit in your schedule, of just sitting down, resting, stopping, knowing that God is God, and just, you know, spending time with him. Mm-hmm. And I think what I was doing was I was like multitasking him throughout my day,
right,
trying to fit him in, squeeze him in, but really I wasn't putting him first. I was trying to, instead of having my life wrap around him, I was trying to squeeze him in little cracks.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't satisfy you, like, as if you're going to sit down and have a real wholesome, good, hot meal, like, yeah, out of the crock pot or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. And I mean, the most I can say is that you just have to try it. Like, we can sit here and talk about it, but really, you know, it goes down to you have to do it yourself. You know, you take right. that time, go into your room and spend that time with God, and whatever it looks like. You know, this isn't a formula, too. I wanted to say it's not a formula, like a 1-2-3 step. You go in. One of my favorite pastors says this all the time. He says, God is not a genie in a lamp. Mm. And you know, he doesn't want you to just go into that place, get what you need from him, and don't come back until you need something again.
Right.
It should be a constant thing, you know, a constant, like you're constantly going. And he, you know, there's a scripture that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. It's so true. You go into that place and he's so good. And so you keep doing it again. You keep going into that secret place and, you know, you keep growing and he develops you. You develop more and more in that place. So yeah, it's definitely, I love spending, and I, you know, we all can let it go. Like I, you know, I got busy, my life got busy, and it's so easy to do. It's so easy to just let tasks weigh us down and, you know, put God on the back burner sometimes. And I think it's important to always keep him in the forefront of our mind and always, you know, put worship first, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that too. And something that I'll ask myself personally is, was that worth it? You know, was what I did to put God on the back burner for just a moment, was it worth it? Because there's a lot of times where, too, it's like, oh, well, just 5 more minutes. I'm going to sit down in 5 minutes. But then the phone rings and you start talking to a girlfriend or something happens. You know, your kid could get sick, your dog could get sick, maybe get called into work. And there's always something else. It's like you have to create that time. You can't wait for that time because that moment may never come. And it may never, or it will never, because we just live in a world that is just so busy all the time.
Right. And it may feel like a struggle in the beginning. Like it may feel like, you know, you're exercising. When you first start exercising, it's kind of like, you know, you're like, oh man, I'm kind of out of shape. But the more and more you do it, the easier it gets. And the more and more you want to do it, like exercising, after you do it a long time, you're like, yeah, this makes me feel energized. Well, same thing with God, except so much more, you know, he gives you so much more than exercise could ever give you. So
and also too is like in the show that I like to encourage people on my blog and with my guests is about being healthy from the inside out. And in today's society, we're all about the physical appearance. Right. And I think being physically fit is extremely important for your God-given tasks. But if your soul isn't healthy, right, your mind's not going to be healthy. And if your thoughts aren't healthy, I don't care how much you're going to the gym, your body's not going to be healthy the way that it should be, because you're trying to cover something on the outside that's an inside. But if you could be healthy mind, body, spirit, and soul, you have just set yourself up for so much victory and success, and you're leaving a legacy for those people who are a part of your life, whether you have children or friends or whoever is in your life. You're being an example to them of what that looks like.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to have one more segment with you, because I love talking about you. So we are going to be back with you shortly after this commercial break. Thank you.
Expert.
experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, guys. We're just so thankful that you are tuning back in with us tonight on the last segment of the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And me and my guest, Kirsten, were actually just kind of talking and sharing our personal experiences on the break. And if we have an opportunity, I'm hoping we could share some of that with you, because it's just so cool what God can do when you give him a moment, when you give him a minute.
Right.
Honestly, God doesn't need a lot. It's nice when we have more time to give the Lord. I mean, more is always good in that sense, but he doesn't need a lot. He just needs your heart to be still, that one moment to kind of capture you. And the one thing that I have realized too is when we give God that 1 minute, that one moment, he satisfies us in a way that no one else can, that we want to give more. Right. We will so willingly let go of other things and just cling to him because he's so good. And he's the only person that knows the secret places and the secret doors and cracks in our hearts. Yep. Of the things that happened to us before we were born, in our mother's womb, when we came out, you know, that hurt from fifth grade, that word that someone said to you, you know, when you got your first job in high school, that bad breakup you went through, like all those little moments in your life, he knows it, and he will reveal things to you when you just give him that time.
Right.
And I just feel pumped about it because me and my friend Kirsten in the studio were just talking about, you know, the cool things that God has done for us when we allowed that space in our lives, and just how much better, you know, our mindset can just feel so much more at peace and at ease, like
right.
a warm blanket.
Right. Yeah. So I was sharing with Jacqueline, a couple, it was like probably about 2 weeks ago. I was just feeling really fatigued, and nothing was helping me. You know, I'm a healthy person. I take my prenatals. I work out. And I have just been feeling so fatigued. And so I finally, put worship music on, and I was worshiping God, and I so felt His presence in the room. Like, it was so tangible. And actually, my husband and me were talking about it a couple days ago, and I was, trying to get him to remember, that day I was worshiping God. He's like, yeah, you came out of the room and you were like a completely different woman. So my demeanor changed. I wasn't irritable anymore. And then, just another example of what God can do. A couple of days ago, I was in worship with God again. I was in my room, closed the door, just me and Him. And He just, things that He can give you in those times are just so precious and so worth, every moment of that with God, because He gave me a special vision of myself, and where I was just fully surrendered. It's hard to be fully surrendered, but and right. If you don't have that vision, if you can't even see it in your mind, it's not really attainable. And at that moment, it wasn't really attainable to me, being fully surrendered. Letting all the hurts go, being a little bit self-conscious about sharing Jesus. And He just gave me that vision of myself being fully surrendered, and it was so beautiful. And it's something that I will hold on to for the rest of my life. And I wouldn't have gotten that if I didn't make that time for God and quieted my heart and just worship Him and in my room. And sometimes I even go into my bathroom. If my husband's coming out in and out of the room, I'll go into the bathroom, put Bethel on, and just raise my hands to the Lord and worship. And right. So it doesn't really matter where you do it.
Right.
And God will meet you there. And it's just, those are the experiences that I hold on to in those rough moments. I can look back in those times and be like, God met me there.
Right.
And I did my part, because it's a two-way street. It's a relationship. God will meet you, but you also have to meet Him. So you go into that room, you meet Him there. And he's so willing. He's such a great father to give you what you need in that place and time.
I love that too, because it's so much more intimate and special than, like you were saying, a genie in a bottle or a drive-through. Let's say you want to go get some fast food Jesus, and you just I just want the list of 10 things that I can't do. It's all about just works and what I can and can't do. Where it's not actually spending time with Him, learning who He is, His heart as a father, and your inheritance as a daughter in His kingdom.
Right.
And when we spend time with Him in His word and in worship, we're not doing it for a chore. We're doing it to learn our inheritance in His kingdom.
Yeah.
And who we were created to be.
Yeah, He really reveals to us. He really reveals to me, especially, who I am, because God created me. He's the only one that knows, the ins and outs of me. He knows me better than I do. So yeah, in those moments, those times where I can, turn off my phone, turn off the TV, kick my husband out of the bedroom for a few minutes, he really, shares with me His heart about me. And we so need that as women. We so need to know who we are and our identity. And worship is so good for that. And it really becomes, I believe that there's a place too, and I think I said this before, there becomes, the more and more you do this, it becomes a place, you come into that place already so filled with God, and so you know who you are, and you can attain that.
Right.
You can be so surrendered that you know who you are, and you're walking with God daily, and you just come into that place already so filled with Jesus, and it's just all about the Lord, and it's just, it's such a beautiful place to be in, and I am striving to get there.
I love that too, and it makes me think of, the book that we had read, and I talked about this on my show with our friend Sabrina, and the book is from Lisa Turkus called Uninvited, and she is giving a picture of what it means to live loved, loved by God, knowing that He loves us, and it just spoke so much to me, because she's talking about this little girl that has a cup in her hand, and she's running around to all these different areas in her life to try to get the cup filled.
Right.
But every time, whatever area, if it's a relationship with a guy, even if it is your husband and it's the person that is the right person for you, they can't, fill your cup all the way up. But she's talking about, when you really allow God to fill your cup up, fill your soul, your heart, your spirit with all of His love. Now, when you're going out in your day, you're looking for ways to be loved to other people instead of looking for that person to fill you up and to be loved to you.
Right.
You know, we're not going in with a needy heart.
Right. We're already so full of God that God just flows out of us from that.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah, our husbands, yeah, I'll say that again, because some women think that, oh, I'm going to get married, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to fill me the way I need it to fill me, and I mean, I love my husband so much, but there's nothing like God filling you. There's nothing like spending time with that one-on-one time with God. You know, your children can't do it, your work can't do it. If you're not married, you know, you try to fill your time up with a job or your friends, and that, you know, those may be temporary happiness, and you may feel good for a moment, but it doesn't last.
Right.
And the more and more you spend time with God, the more you realize this is a real thing, and it's you feel it on the inside, and it just bubbles out of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also too, it's like when you're saying when you have the temporary happiness, well, because it's not filling you up like God, now you need more of it to try to keep you content. So now you're going to be, you know, looking into relationships even more, or kind of losing yourself even more in your career, or putting too much on your plate. Like,
right.
You start chasing after that stuff at such a pace because what once satisfied you in a moment,
yeah,
now you need two or three or five or six,
yeah,
to make you feel, you know, just that little high.
Yeah.
You know, but God, when He fills us up, it's not a little high, it's lasting.
Right.
And it's for eternity. And real quick, because I don't know how much time we have left, if you wouldn't mind sharing with the viewers, because you said a word, rhema word.
Rhema word, yeah.
What does that mean?
Okay, so I don't actually have a scripture on hand, so you could probably Google or, you know, look up in your Bible what a rhema word means. But a rhema word is a word from God for you for now, like for this moment. Like, you're needing something, and God gives you one word, and it's just, it's everything that you needed, and it, you know, it can carry you to the next trial or the next season in life. You hang on to that word. So it's something that only God can give you.
Right.
And it could be, you know, a scripture. It could be just something God said to you that's you know, lined up with the word of God, but not necessarily a scripture.
Right, right.
So yeah, that's kind of what a rhema word is, but you should probably look that up in your Bible too.
I love that, you know, because God will give me, there's sometimes I'll come across a scripture that I don't know what it does, but it hits me so hard where I can't get over it, because it stuck to me, like in this moment of my life. And God gave me a scripture like that not too long ago, and I love it. And it's crazy because I listened to that before, but it didn't, I read the scripture before, but it didn't mean what it meant to me in this moment,
right,
that it meant to me,
right,
prior.
Yep.
And then also with, when you're talking about with worship, that one worship song that I listened to, and I really hope that you guys will Google it, but it's Satisfy by Worship Mob. And so anyways, that song was almost like a rhema song. Mm-hmm. It was like it had lyrics that I needed at that very moment,
yeah,
where I couldn't stop listening to it for like 2 days. I just kept putting it on. There's an extended version actually on Google for like 24 minutes where they actually extended the song. It's more sporadic, where you could actually do like spiritual soaking, you know, like listening,
right,
to it.
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had more time to talk about that, because that's another fun, yeah, way to worship. But anyways, what I always like to do when I have a guest come on is I will put on my blog a little bit of what we talked about, so that way whoever is listening, they can connect with you. On maybe one of your social media sites, they'll have an opportunity to click on the full podcast if they didn't have the chance to listen to the whole thing tonight. And you are able to check that out at www.jaclynicole.com. And that's my personal blog. I have all of the previous guests on there, and I post that once a week. And I'm so excited that you came on the show with me tonight.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Yeah. I loved it. And we love you guys. We hope you have a blessed night, and we will see you next week.